Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Our customers fear nothing, not even death. If they did, they wouldn't be eating at the effing Golden Corral. Hell, have you seen our chocolate fountain? We literally just let little kids stick their filthy dirt-covered arms in that sucker. Haven't cleaned it since 1982. We hope you will continue to visit us and tempt fate for many years to come. I know, Oscar, I just figured something out. I know why you're already talking about if they have this shut down. You are on a bullet train to Olney. You are not going to be staying.
No.
You will not be staying in your own house down there. That is good.
I will jerry-rig a ventilator for my mom if I can dig it.
That's right.
This Dyson should do something.
Her chest moving. Her chest moving. Yeah, don't roll the ball.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
For those of you that may be watching us on video, you'll be getting a slightly different presentation today. For those of you that hear us on audio, we think everything's going to be kind of seamless, but we have now gone to our separate corners with Oscar Santana in Washington, D.C., Rob Spiewak in Leesburg, Virginia, and Mike O'Mara down here in Fort Myers, Florida. But we wish you happy St. Patty's Day with this very unusual time that we're living in. We'll be joining you. I want to really say thank you to all the people that have contacted me and motivated me to keep this show chugging. Although with Oscar's attitude, we probably were going to do it anyway. And Oscar is ahead of the curve getting this done, no matter what the protocols are from
the
U.S. government. So we, I think we were ahead of it. And we were just, we really never gave a second thought to doing shows.
No.
And we're going to try to do the best shows that we can and get that done for all of you.
I would like to rate Oscar's performance and his reaction. I'd like to rate it a 10, just like our president rated himself.
Giving yourself a 10 is just too much.
No, that's no, Oscar, much. 10.
No,
absolutely
no, no,
10
no,
out
no,
of 15.
No, no. I give myself
hey, Robbie,
a solid
can't, he
eight.
Can't find my poll. He can't get me new polls.
New polls.
He
okay,
can't
so
get me replacement
so
polls.
So that's a 6. That's a 6 on the polls.
That's a 3.
Polls.
That's a
3? Oh, no.
Maybe
because, by the way, I use...
You
know what? You don't think I'm not aware of that?
Yeah.
I'm aware that I lost.
Let's blame
them,
Carla.
I'm not going to blame
Carla.
Did
you move or did she move stuff? She moved stuff, so then she's responsible.
We both moved stuff.
Oh,
but
you did?
I know. Yes, I moved stuff.
Don't hurt
and
me.
What?
I got to give you credit. You were on this right away, days ahead of other countries. So you
Thank
get a 10
Where's
on the poll
polls?
Situation.
I want to do, I want to light this
on
room.
Polls.
I want it to look good. But you know what? Right
do you
now,
really need it though? It's an emergency, you know.
Do I need the backdrop?
It's a national emergency. Like we're
no,
doing the best
no,
we
I
can.
No, I don't. Look, I've proven I don't really
yelling
need
at Carla
it.
All
you know
morning.
What it is?
Listen,
Oscar,
Jesus,
it's a pandemic.
Okay, it's going to be fun doing this show with you, Rob. With the delay,
this is how happy
it's
Rob
be a lot
is
of fun.
At home.
Now listen to him. He's probably in his underwear right now. You know, Rob, welcome to my world.
Oh, Mike, it's nice to be here.
There you go. Then when I throw it to him, then I get a three-word answer. So anyway, what I want to say is that we're going to give you the best shows that we possibly
yes.
can. We're going to talk about the angst. We're going to talk about what to do at home. We're going to discuss everybody's world and what's going on. As all of our world gets smaller and smaller as we deal with this. And we'll get to it. We'll get to the Corona thing. But I did want to mention first that happy St. Patty's Corona Day to everyone.
Thank you.
A couple of years ago, this stopped being a massive go out and party holiday. As you guys will remember, back in the O'Mara's restaurant days, this used to be a national holiday for me.
Yes,
this
big
used
deal.
To be a massive day where I could not wait to extricate myself from an air studio and get to the pub. And it was our biggest money-making day of the year, and I had a fantastic time doing it. But, you know, so down here, it's not that big a day. But it also brings home the reality of the new world that we are living in. Now, yesterday here in Cocoonville, they sent out an email requesting a task force of a cross-section of members of our little group down here to talk about how to deal with it. And I volunteered. I have not volunteered for a committee since I have lived
in this
Cocoonville.
I hope it's less than 10 people.
And, well, we're going to be able to do it by phone.
Okay.
That's what it's going to be.
Contagion.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Yes. If I'm considered a pariah, they will probably not welcome me into this decision-making world.
Thanks, but no thanks.
I have some very strong thoughts about how, you know, I practice over-caution.
Of course.
That's the way. And so that's where we are with this right now, because I think being overly cautious is the way to be. But they sent the word out, and I said, you know what? I'm in. Yeah. If I can help. And I said, with the, you know, my ability to communicate, I think I'm good at that. I think I know how to do that. And I think I also kind of digest as much of this crap as I can. Enough to know that we are handling this in a way that I might have some issues with, where my feeling is, look, if we're even thinking about having regions of the country that are shutting down, for example, the San Francisco Bay Area, and we have lots of listeners out there, you know, and if everything I read, see, hear tells me that controlling the spread of this virus is predicated upon this social distancing, then I just have one piece of advice for all the powers that be. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Why not just do it? What are we? Are we going to just sort of do it when it's too late? I don't get it. It doesn't make sense with air travel and people still flying down to areas and then flying back and huge lines in airports. It's like, it seems to me that certain countries, and I know they're smaller than we are, have been able to attack this. And I just think that if we are going to end up where Oscar thinks we're going to end up, which is a national shutdown, why wait?
Except for the necessary, like the grocery stores will still be open. I love that how they're staggering, like a senior time in the morning. Some of these stores are being forward.
That's smart, yeah.
Really
not doing
that
down
together.
Here. I didn't know about that. What is that exactly?
So,
well, Mike, isn't it senior time all the time at your grocery store?
Oh, I wish I could see your fat face. I really do.
So
thank you. That's a good one. So, that's the best one
in California,
of the day. See, he's better. He's better at home. Don't tell him that. He might be better at home.
Don't worry. I'm not listening.
I've seen his work product. So listen.
There's love here.
If there's HEB, for example, if I'm not mistaken from yesterday's I would say nightly news, they have like a before 10 a.m. time slot of 2 or 3 hours that start at 7 a.m. for seniors to come shop. So like a window of time for just senior citizens to come through.
Okay.
And I think that's smart. And as far as the grocery store still staying open, that's something that needs to be done regardless. But the staggered times for senior citizens, I think, is brilliant at this time.
There was a pilot that reached out to me yesterday that was talking about flying people back from their cruises. And wearing a special, outfit to prevent him from getting sick. And just talking about how much the show is doing for him after he gets done taking his hot shower. So that's great. Another substitute teacher reached out to me yesterday and talked about, with these tense times, that this is fun. We're all in the same boat here. And I really sense that this is a time for this show in particular, and I never talk about the show like this because I feel like I'm channeling the president of the United States. But I really feel like in all the time that we've been doing this program, this podcast specifically, this is an opportunity where we can just keep chugging along and doing what we do and give people a little consistency, because you don't need to be out of your home to enjoy this. And, this is as personal a form of communication as you can get. And I think it's if we're a constant threat on that, I'm excited about it. You know, we are all very blessed to be able to have the flexibility where Oscar can come into Podcast Village, which is kind of down to a skeleton crew, right?
It's just me.
That's it.
It's just you. You're the only one here.
Everyone else is working from home.
So to Oscar Santana and Madeline Masiello, risking their lives today.
We're in two separate rooms, mind you.
Maddie, I never ask you this. How long does it take you to get to the studio? Do you drive? Do you walk? What's going on?
I drive. This morning it took about 15 minutes. Most mornings it takes like half an hour at least.
Okay, so it's a ghost town in D.C.?
I'm in Bethesda.
She's in Bethesda.
Okay, so you're right up the road.
Mm-hmm. The traffic reporters this morning on the news, Mike, it was weird. They had nothing to do.
They seemed depressed.
They were apologetic.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we're in the middle of a national pandemic, international crisis, and they're like, well, you know, this looks like maybe Christmas morning. Back to you, Steve.
Yesterday, watching the news conference, and a lot of people that are on the other team were saying that this was the first news conference where the president seemed sober, and I'm not talking about drunk sober. I'm talking about he seemed to be measured and serious. And then when he said, well, how long do you think this could go? And that's when he said July or August. And
yeah.
That's when, in my head, you know, the alarm went off. I said, July.
Do you want to hear the tape so we can analyze how he sounded?
Well, this is when someone got to him and let him know what the real deal is. Let's listen to the president of the United States from yesterday's
It seems to me show. That if we do a really good job, will not only hold the death down to a level that is much lower than the other way, had we not done a good job. But people are talking about July, August, something like that. So it could be right in that period of time where it washes through. Other people don't like that term, but where it washes through.
So is this the new normal until the height of the summer?
We'll see what happens, but they think August could be July, could be longer than that.
This is the president of the free world.
Yeah, and you know what? Why is he getting praised for that? I know that's better.
But how?
By the way, did I mention, I haven't even been paying attention, trying to keep my family safe. Is it election day in Florida today? I believe it is.
Yes. And that as of yesterday when I went to bed, they had not canceled polls yet, which is smart.
Yeah, it's real smart. You want to ask me if I'm voting today?
Are you voting?
No.
Oh, no.
I'm not going out to a polling place.
Will you bring down Rob a little bit in my headphones or turn down my headphones a little bit?
Here's a question. You're the most computer savvy. Do you think this could be the push that will make internet voting something feasible in the United States, something we should have had 5 or 10 years ago?
Oh, no. We'd be too smart to do that. Something that certified you, like the banks, when you log into your account.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No. That would be forward thinking.
But it's such an easy solution for this right now.
It is. But don't count on that. I mean, we're not even able to manage how we shut things down. But imagine that moment that I hadn't heard it from Fauci. I hadn't heard it from the pundits. I hadn't heard it from the doctors. I'd certainly heard the numbers, and they vary widely. But I mean, but when you hear some of the numbers of potential fatalities in this crisis that we're going through, it scares the hell out of you. I had not heard July and August. I was thinking maybe mid to end of April. And when you heard July and August, that the social distancing, that is going to be a stunning new reality for Americans and for everybody that is dealing with this situation.
Think about dating.
It's all I think about.
If you're a young buck like Ponyboy and has been lonely for years already, maybe this is going to be your year.
He's in his condo. We didn't mention that Pony is working.
Oh yeah, he
Fairfax.
Still works for us.
Pony is listening to us. Hi, Pony. And Pony is Fairfax. Rob is Leesburg, Virginia. Maddie and Oscar in D.C. and I'm in Fort Myers, Florida. It is. It's the reality that when I heard July or August, you just say to yourself, well, that's not, you know, here we are knocking out a week where I've basically been housebound, going out occasionally for supplies. I'll talk about that later. But it's pretty stunning. I don't see what you guys are dealing with. So what Rob, in the bedroom community of Leesburg, Virginia. I will tell you down here, yesterday, venturing out, it seemed to be rather casual. It did not seem to be scary. I know close to a bigger city like Washington, D.C., it might be a little different. What's it like up there, guys? I need to know.
My neighborhood feels deserted. We had a couple warm days this week. And very common, and it's something I love about, we've got a couple youngsters on the street, like, you know, 4 and 5 year olds. And a lot of times when I come home from work, the parents are outside having a glass of wine or a beer, and the kids are like drawing with sidewalk chalk or riding their bikes up and down the courtyard. And it's really cool to come home and see this, but it's none of that, not even in pretty weather. The kids aren't out. Parents aren't out. You occasionally see someone walking a dog, but not in the numbers you normally see in the neighborhood. People are hunkered down and staying in. And the traffic situation, well, Maddie mentioned it earlier. I mean, when I drove in yesterday, it was like end of days. Wisconsin Avenue, one of the biggest thoroughfares in Washington, D.C., there's a view when I turn onto it, I can see down the hill. I can see, you know, right on down into the city. I literally counted, because I did this, 5 cars on the road, 5 cars. Everyone is staying in, and it's because schools are, you know, canceled. All the government people are staying home. It's eerie, and it's upsetting. It's really
Oscar,
weird.
Have they closed down restaurants in D.C. yet?
Everything's closed.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So no
bars,
gatherings.
Bars, restaurants, only carry out or delivery.
And a lot of that's going away because the business model says carry out is not enough to sustain a restaurant.
Well, correct. So if this is, we should discuss this just briefly. Well, not briefly. We have lots of friends that are small business owners.
Yeah.
And they're being decimated.
Mm-hmm.
Decimated. But everybody, including, you know, here at Podcast Village, we're all taking strides for a greater tomorrow. And I can't stress that enough, that these next, 15 days, I mean, we have to do what we can to just minimize our social interaction. Bottom line.
Yeah, and I'm going to say that this is a 15-day period, the way I understand it, where after the 15 days is concluded, you're going to have a reevaluation.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily going to be a reevaluation where we're good now.
No.
It's a strange kick in the head for the American public, who have had a ride unlike any other ride, probably historically, as far as life being free of sacrifice, life being good. There was an analogy by John Meacham on MSNBC this morning, mm-hmm. the historian, who discussed how this may be similar to Britain during World War II when all the civilians were hunkering down under the threat of Germany and the Luftwaffe and the bombings that occurred in London. That's kind of where we are. We're all on the front lines for this thing. And that's why when we started the show and I said, what the F, I was kind of curious as to, okay, we're doing it here, we're doing it there. Why not do it everywhere just to make it more seamless?
Well, you can.
I think this, once again, we're in a situation. This is the same thing with hurricane preparedness and disaster preparedness, where we always talk about our conveniences and whether the American people will go along with that. This is not like anything anyone has seen in anyone's lifetime. And so when you're talking about draconian or dramatic measures, I'm all for it, man. I feel like the earlier we do that, the better we're going to be. But we're not doing it as
dramatically as we can. We're so far removed from anything inconvenient anymore.
Absolutely.
And you know, they say
all
that
we're
phrase,
about. That's why we all go to the stores and wait in line 2 feet away from 50 people after it's been very clear that that's a great way to pick up a virus. Want our toilet paper.
You know,
that's what separates us from what they call, and I know it's overused, but the greatest generation. They grew up with turmoil and hardship, mm-hmm. and they accepted it because that's what it was. And the sooner we accept the fact that just because we're being inconvenienced, it's not taking away our freedom, it's saving your life. And you got to realize that.
Yeah. I'm reasonably sure that after just these few days, my family is already totally sick of me. you know, I was the one that was sent out into it. It's
a micdemic.
It's a strange, strange world we live in right now. And, you know, I know, Oscar, you talk to a lot of doctors mm-hmm. that are dealing with this in the family. And What's the latest that you hear? I know you're talking to your family every day.
Look, it's an uneasy time. I won't varnish it, if that's the term.
Sugarcoat it.
Whatever.
varnish it.
I won't strip it down, Mike, and give it a nice rub down with mineral oil.
Listen, can you do me a favor, Maddie?
I don't want to remodel this. I don't.
Actually, you know what?
I'm not going to replace the knobs on this, Mike.
I don't want to stucco this house. Where you go? What's the matter, Oscar? What's going on?
Mike, I like to call this scenario, we've been ponied. Give me 2 seconds. I just got to turn
what happened? Tell me exactly what's happening.
Turn Rob's level down a little bit into the studio.
Okay.
I texted Pony and said, hey, man, do you mind touching the board? I've been touching it virtually, as we talked about yesterday.
Right.
And
he sounds good to me.
And he said,
this is just your headphones, maybe. Why did you turn your headphones down? No, because you're hearing me at a good level. Right?
Yes. Right. And he says, you know what? This isn't fair. The man can't be home in the middle of a pandemic and me pile on right now. I'm a monster. I can't do it.
If he's allowed to be home, he deserves to be piled on.
You want to do is the level that Rob is coming into your brain right now.
Yes.
You want it turned down.
Which is the main studio level, so it does impact everybody that's going streaming out. So I'm going to turn it down. So it's not just
What about Rob's send that he's sending?
No, I get that. He's sending that to you, and he's sending it to us. I just got to turn down his studio. Give me a second.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Oscar's moving.
Hey,
along.
Mike.
Yes. Hi, Rob.
How you been?
I've been fine. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Are you doing, were you able to get out and get the supplies? We're going to have a story in News You May Not Need about St. Patrick's Day and what you can do to celebrate at home.
I have a corned beef in my freezer that I'll be crock-potting at the conclusion of this show.
Good.
And
good,
I have
good.
Potatoes.
I think Carla's
and I believe
making
we have
one
cabbage,
too.
And too, yeah.
And Carla's making your recipe for it as well,
oh,
I
good.
Believe.
Good, good.
Carla,
that's the way to do it.
You're making corned beef, right?
Yeah, she's making the corned beef today, so that's going to be... We
now, how will you do your potatoes? Will you boil? Will you mash?
I don't know. Let me say this, though, to our listeners. Last night, full disclosure... Okay. Last night at about midnight or so,
yes.
I reached out to the listening audience and I said, I wonder, since it's St. Patrick's Day, if it would be, and Rob, get your little explosion ready to start the show.
Okay.
I reached out yesterday and said to the listeners, would it be okay if I took a drink on St. Patrick's Day? There was an overwhelming response of people who said yes. And I'm here to tell you, I was wrong for doing that because this is the truth. Carl and I bought a case of wine yesterday to hunker down, and I was deeply under the influence of that wine.
Okay.
And I will explain the details, but since I drank almost a bottle and a half of wine last night, I really cannot drink today because I've said this for years that if I could do that, I would be in rehab. So that is the truth. Did you get your level right, Oscar?
Yeah, Mike. I'm now doing everybody's job. Thank you.
Oh, good.
That's excellent.
Hey, I'll drink to that, Rob. Start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, it's that time again. St. Patrick's Day has come and gone. and the sons of Ireland are basking in the glow. But the expression I think most people identify with the Irish is, of course, the luck of the Irish. Sure. Who's kidding who, okay? Let's talk about the bad luck of the Irish, all right?
I need a little more of that if you can
give me
that.
How about this? Potato famine! How about that? It scares them, doesn't it? Well, it should. That's why they came here in the first place, so they wouldn't have to work in the potato
Excellent.
Fields. That's why they became politicians, priests, and cops. Luck? Give me a break. I got a friend. His name is Dan Sullivan.
Sure.
Wait a second. He's Irish as they come. We used to drink together a lot. After 2 drinks, he would look like an Irish pirate, you know? Yeah. You think he had luck? In one day, he got his car stolen, and the stupid, he had no insurance and no license, and then he gets locked up for being drunk, okay? So after that, he takes off for someplace like India or Nepal or someplace like that. And his mother dies, you know? So they wire him and tell him to come to the funeral. You know, of his mother's funeral, that's
John,
all.
John, what
wait,
is this
one
happening?
Second, wait. He's in India, Nepal, sitting squat-legged, listening to some sacred cow. So he comes back, and he gets stopped at U.S. Customs for trafficking in illegal drugs. Now, that's not bad luck. That's dumb luck. I don't think luck has anything to do with it. I think it's brains. I don't think the guy has any brains at all. First of all, he he's a drunk, then he's a junkie. Now I don't know what's worse. Don't ask me, ask Sullivan. And what happens? He calls me up and he says, hey man, I got busted in the border. I need $5,000 bail, you know? Wait a second. I said, $5,000, man. I never even seen $5,000 in my life. So don't ask me for it, man. Why don't you ask your mother? Which is a dumb thing for me to say because his mother just died. Drunken Irish junkie who wants to kill me because of what I said about his mother being in terminal dreamland, you know? Oh, one thing, boy, just get me out! One thing! They love their mothers, boy! Oh, they love their mothers! And mama this, and mama that! Oh, my Irish mother! Ireland must be heaven because my mother comes on there! I can't
tell! It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from Leesburg, Virginia, Fairfax, Virginia, Washington, D.C., Fort Myers, Florida. The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now and heard all over the world from places like Batcave, North Carolina.
Ooh.
Yeah, it all started with a bat there, boy. The Falkland Islands. Hinesburg, Germany. I think Germany shut their borders too.
Yes.
Missoula, Montana. That sounds like a nice place to be during this to hunker down. Who knows? Grytviken, South Sandwich Islands, and Corona, California. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Untuck It. Untuck It shirts were specifically designed to be worn untucked, never too long, never overly baggy, just a perfect fit every time. You're going to love it. It's the original untucked shirt, a modern solution to an old problem with no tucking or tailoring required. No matter your size or shape, their shirts are the perfect untucked length. I adore my untucked shirts, not too long, not too short, and the coolest designs on the net. I love the material and the colors, and with more than 50 fit combinations, untucked shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages. You can find your favorite untucked style online or check out one of their 80 brick-and-mortar stores. Don't just take my word for it. Try untucked for yourself. Visit untucked.com and use code TMOS for 20% off your first order. They even offer free shipping and returns on all orders in the U.S. That's untuckit.com and promo code TMOS for 20% off your first order. All right, well, happy St. Patrick's
happy,
Day.
Happy, happy, happy,
and
happy.
And Oscar, I got your message. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, too.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Glad to.
Mike,
you're gonna
is
everything
this.
All right? Oscar, I've been watching you. Yes. I don't see Rob, but I can see you.
Yes.
And you seem a little disconcerted.
I'm helping everybody. Look, now.
All right, what's going on?
In perspective.
Who is the weak link? I want blame. You know how
in perspective. One. You asked about my family members. They're worried. They're worried about first responders. They're worried about themselves.
Right.
As there are so few N95 masks in certain hospitals that mm-hmm. they're asking doctors to wear the same mask throughout the day when traditionally they would just flip them out as they right. see different patients.
Right.
So they are rationing these masks for the entire day to make sure that they can actually like fulfill this hopefully just 2 week quarantine period. Like it is nuts. So
yeah,
do your part.
And I think arguably part. It's not going to be 2 weeks.
But I'm saying for those that are going out and hoarding the 100 masks or whatever you're doing, the supply line.
Despicable human beings that do
horrible
this.
People.
And but that doesn't surprise me when we have had this amazing run of luck
yes.
as Americans where we have never had to sacrifice on our shores. We've never had wars that have impacted our shores. We've had a terrorist attack. Then that turned the world upside down. But would it be safe to say that
these are uncharted territories?
The potential for this coronavirus outbreak could disrupt American life far greater in a far more significant way than 9/11 did. I mean, 9/11 it was over when it was over.
Yeah.
You know,
it's going to change the way we
and also
we live.
I was thinking about when you go back again. They keep mentioning the flu pandemic of 1918. Do you know how much more we are interacting now with people?
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. it was possible that whole towns were not touched by the flu pandemic. But now, I mean, we're everywhere, all over the place, all the time.
Yeah,
it's scary.
But on the upside, look, in the long run, it might be a healthier society over the steps we're taking now.
Right.
But there are still ways, the idea that we can do the show remotely, that people can work from home and still be productive and still contribute to the economy
some
and their
people,
bottom line.
Not all people. Well, yeah, in fact, a lot of people who can't be. You know?
Most millennials that now are in the workforce have had some sort of telework set up and or it's been ramped up, the majority.
Right.
And those are the people that really are on the front lines of this because they're used to doing everything on their phones or they're used to doing everything on the computer. They're used to doing it regardless. The idea of coming to the office was another layer of the cake, but not always. And this, again, for different jobs, but not always paramount to what you do. Mm-hmm. The first responders, the police officers, you've got the doctors, you've got the EMS services. They have to still be out there. I mean, so like you said, Mike, it's not an equal playing ground. Now, for the ponies of the world that I have to prepare for this, that have a wonderful national broadcast entity like the Mike O'Mara Show, that when you call me at 2:15 p.m. and I'm at the other office trying to make sure everything's A-OK for teleworking there, and you say, I'm all set up with Rob, and I got everything else set up with the Comrex.
Is it S-ing the bed still?
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Everything's okay? Tony's doing a good job?
Everything's fine. But yesterday, I get a text at 2:15, he's 15 minutes past 2 p.m. Can I go home? And I said, no, you can't. I have to get there and check it and see it for myself. I'm sorry. Please hold tight for 15 minutes. I'm on my way back from the other office.
Is there, all right, yes. On the scale of people that like to get out of there,
yes,
that hate being at work, would Pony be the top of the heap? Would he be the one that likes to leave more than anybody else?
He does his job.
He
loves
this
show.
And I love him.
He loves the show just a little less than he hates traffic.
Right.
So,
right.
As I told Pony, I said, hey, man, I know you want to leave, but there's zero traffic out there. So why do you want to leave right now? There's nobody here except for you and I.
And what did he say?
And he looked at me. He's like, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, show me how this works.
Rob, can you back this up? Have you seen examples of this? Or
absolutely. He was the same way with fruitcakes. I think Maddie can probably back me up here. Like at about, I would say we'd be put in a full day of fruitcaking, maybe start at 9 in the morning. And at about 3:58, he'd start pacing and maybe sweeping.
And like indicating heart, in every way possible that he wanted to go.
That we're winding up. My great, fantastic stepmother, Kathy, would say, you better put a mop in his hands. He's going to leave soon.
So,
that's great.
But he's very easy to read that way.
And he can't defend himself because he doesn't have access to his microphone.
Maybe
right
he would have set up some sort of connection. We would have been able to do that.
Hey, yeah, exactly. You know what? We got plenty of time. We can do it. We got more shows to come.
So, Mike.
Yeah, we will have him on the show in July, maybe August.
But I'm DEFCON like, oh, no. If tomorrow I have to do this from home and everybody has to be at home, like Maddie picked up her entire terminal yesterday for her work mm-hmm. here and Podcast Village. All our employees either on Sunday or Monday picked up all their terminals to work from home.
Yep.
And I said, Pony, I got to double check the work, man. I'm so sorry. I just can't be Pony today. Like, it's just going to be too much. And he says, okay. And what happened, Rob Spiewak?
Well, it was not exactly right.
What really? See, Rob didn't give an honest assessment.
What happened is he got in and Oscar arrives to the studio. Oscar arrived to the studio.
Rob is set up at Leesburg. You can see him crystal clear. He sounds like he's in the room.
It was perfect. And then, well, you know, what we have is Oscar's plan B, which is a unit for you nerds out there called a Comrex, that when he turned it on, nobody could hear anybody do anything.
Yeah, they would hear me, but I couldn't hear them.
That's right.
So if you hadn't come,
yes,
that would have happened today.
That would have happened today or when I was on the road at my mom's hunkering down. I'm like,
that's the worst thing.
Like, yeah, because, by the way, Oscar and Maddie are here now.
Yes.
But that could change tomorrow or the next day.
At the drop of a hat.
In 15 days where we want to have equipment. And by the way, we are prepared for it. So the answer for our listeners is when we have the national shutdown, which I kind of think is going to happen, we're going to still try to bring a show down. Cancel. We're gonna get that done. Yeah. Daily life in America.
Pushed.
That's That they have been, they've offered us very little over the years, Rob, but that was one of the best they've ever done.
Yeah, every now and then, you know, they just find so that blind squirrel grabs that acorn.
I look at Pwn, and I know that he's doing his best, but I'm like, this is what I'm talking about, man. You, like, you're so excited to leave work, and you swear you saw things working. And seeing levels on a monitor is not the same as listening to them. It's just
well,
not.
Also, right. to
we're going
to
use the
folks,
very sophisticated methodology of, I'll be calling Mr. Bloom right now.
Oh, Bloom.
Now.
Oh, excellent. Yes. And while he does that, I should offer this, Oscar. The Comrex and the Telos units we use, they're like walkie-talkies. You have to have one on each side. And I'll credit him. One of the walkie-talkies was working great. Perfectly. But
right, gonna,
you need another
walkie-talkie,
no?
I'm going to call Pwn to get his
That's why Papa Santana has to come in QC.
That's right.
Two rings.
Crack L whip.
Oh,
hi, Pwn. You're obviously you're listening. Rob? He can't hear you, Rob. All right. He can only hear me. So be aware of that. Pwn, would you like to, you know, it's only fair that you have your two cents in here. Would you like to weigh in?
Yes, absolutely. To be perfectly honest, yesterday, the only reason I sent that message to Oscar was because I knew that would get him to come and do the testing, because otherwise we might have been waiting till 5 o'clock for Oscar to show up for the testing part. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to send this message that I know is going to goose him a little bit, just a little bit.
To get him to so you basically were goosing Oscar to go along with your timetable.
I was trying to grease the wheels because I knew that, you know, you were going to have to get in on the testing too. I wanted to make sure everybody was ready to go and we'd be able to start doing this test.
But, Pwn, all fairness, Pwn, the main reason you did that was that you wanted to get home, correct?
Well, I mean, I'd like to get home before like 7 or 8 o'clock and had some preparations I needed to make before things started getting locked in.
Okay, Rob, do you have a question that you want me to pass
and you're
along
have
to?
And you're going to have to relay it. And by the way, this is exciting. This is the first time the show has ever, with the connection to Pwn, broadcast from four different locations simultaneously.
Very exciting. Yes, very exciting. Very exciting.
But also, would you not say, Mike, and I know Matt can't hear me, and perhaps that's best.
Right.
If you were to list all of his personality traits, would you include master manipulator of others as one of his traits? Because I don't think that story
Rob,
rings
do you
exactly
have a question?
True.
Do you have a question for Pwn?
Yes, Pwn, are you lying?
Pwn, Rob wants to know if you're lying.
If I'm lying?
If you're lying, yes. Where you were trying to manipulate Oscar. Rob has indicated with a great deal of sarcasm, Pwn, that you are not a master manipulator. That you're simply, you wanted to get Oscar there so you could get the work done and go home.
But well, I mean, nobody wants to stick around in D.C. with a plague going on. But
nice pivot.
I mean, of course you want to move things along.
I get it. I get it. All right. Pwn, I'll call back if we have any other questions, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you.
Thank you very much. Very good.
And know
that's,
this, that thing
Matthew
that he
Bloom,
had to,
everyone.
Mike, that system that he had to put in motion that he was talking about, it was buying a jar of olives.
Yeah. Once again, I have to apologize to the people that liked my post that I was going to be drinking on St. Patrick's Day. Unfortunately, last night was a little too much evening for me to come in and do it. Not that I'm debilitated. It's like I really don't even have a hangover, but I drank last night and I don't drink the day. I don't really want to. I'm not a day drinker after being a night drinker. So that's all there is to it. Look at my eyes.
This is the text, Mike. Yes. I say more wine, less whining. We have audio. This is from Pwn, and this is at. Oh, this is before two. We have video and audio, and I put the board on the main network so I can connect to it by VPN. Am I good to go?
Oh, dear.
Is this before 2 p.m.?
Yes!
And I know what was really driving him crazy, and I stuck around to help him do a few things after the show, but by definition, to test my studio, I had to leave. I had to go home, and it was driving him nuts that he was there and I was here.
Ah, very good. Yeah. Well, you can tell everyone, it's a hit the music, Rob. It's a loving environment. We're all happy. We're all joyous. When we come back, I'm going to give props to somebody on the show. And I'm also going to talk about an anchor I cannot stand. And I've never talked about her before. Oh. But I will do it when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, this is Bob Barker. I used to host The Price is Right, and now I'm retired. And I also lost my wife, Dorothy Jo, years ago. So when there's shopping to do, Dorothy Jo can't go to the grocery store. So what do? I use the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center. And I get all the goods and services that I require, especially my pharmaceutical items.
So
yes, go to the TMOS Shopping Center, Macy's, Target, and Walmart. I get everything I need from that shopping center. That's how much it means to me. So please think of Dorothy Jo and use the TMOS Shopping Center. And what do we have for William?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Ring. You know, my Ring doorbell, or I should say more importantly, my floodlight cam up in Maine is one of my favorite items in the world. I get to check on Maine and see what's happening because you might be surprised. Some of the O'Mara clan, hi, Kathy. Are beaten feet up to the wilds of Maine.
Really?
During this project. Well, you know, call them crazy. They want to get out of the city of Boston. Isn't that interesting?
I don't get that.
In addition to Ring's mission to make neighborhoods safer, it's just so cool to have one of these devices. I know you know about their smart video doorbells and cameras, but it's also fun to see folks arrive just for the heck of it. And there's a if there's a package delivery or an uninvited visitor, you'll get an alert and be able to see, hear, and speak to them all from your phone, thanks to the HD video and two-way audio features on Ring devices. You've seen these viral videos where somebody's a porch pirate taking a package, and thank you, Ring. They're able to identify these people and arrest them. If you get a feverish visitor that's coughing... Rob, did you add this to the...
Yeah, I don't think that's on the national campaign. That's more of a regional campaign.
You can effortlessly send them on their way with Ring. So, like, from the inside of your own home, if someone seems to be hacking,
Somebody looks like
somebody from The Walking Dead, you can, hop on your phone. You can. I mean, really, in a horrible world, that would be true. By the way, I have the floodlight cam. I keep track of Maine while I'm doing that. As a TMOS listener, you have a special offer on a Ring welcome kit. I don't like to make this personal for our show because there are a lot of people that are having difficulty right now, but this is a product. I am not trying to price gouge or anything, but this is a product that can benefit you
now. Leave the pad tie on the stoop.
There is $20 under the welcome mat.
As a TMOS listener, you have a special offer on a Ring welcome kit. That's available right now at ring.com/TMOS. The kit includes a video doorbell and a Chime Pro, which is just what you need to start building a ring of security around your home today. With Ring, you're always home. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS. Props to Rob Spiewak, who a long, long time ago went to the theater and saw a little movie called Knives Out that I finally got a chance to watch.
Oh, that's awesome.
Last
I'm so
night.
Glad you saw it.
It was very, very good movie. If you're looking for a wonderful film to escape the news for a while, that is a fun movie, beautifully acted, really well done, very well written, and just a lot of fun. And Rob,
would you agree when I say there is not a wasted word in that script? I mean,
not a wasted word.
Well put together.
This may be the reason why you like it just a little more than I do, though. At the very end,
yeah,
when all of the plot lines start to come together, it did make my brain hurt just a little bit.
Yeah, it was very mathematical.
And that's whoever wrote it, I roll.
Probably whoever wrote it had the fantastic ending in mind. No spoiler alert, just know it's a
great
ending.
Before they started it. Right.
And then they worked backwards from there. And how great is it that Daniel Craig has already signed to come back as that character?
Yeah.
He kills.
Yeah,
he's wonderful.
To see another. Yeah, that's terrific. And, you know, a British guy with that great Southern accent. If you want to see Daniel Craig like you've never seen him before, by the way, I think he's an amazing actor. Just a lot of fun. So many great performances in that.
I think they marketed it wrong because all the press seemed to like give it like a vibe like the movie Clue, which I also love. But it's not silly like Clue. It's a real procedural mystery.
When you said you liked it, I thought like Mad Mad World originally. Right. I thought maybe it was going to be silly, and it's not.
Not
at all. Made it great for me. It was a pleasant surprise. Knives Out. If you get a chance, go take a look at it. Then back to the news, and I am a news junkie to start with, and I think perhaps when all is said and done, and people are standing at my grave, they're going to say, watching the news killed him. I think the news has taken years off my
life. I'll make that note, Mike.
I love that.
I really do. And this morning, I have wanted to talk about this anchor for so long, and I hope somebody on the show is aware of this woman. There is a morning anchor on CNN. The program she hosts is New Day, and her name is Allison Camerota. And I cannot stand her. And I can't stand her for one very particular reason. This may be, through no fault of hers, this might just be the way she looks, but she comes across as so insincere. With her eyebrows raised.
Oh, my gosh.
And that kind of like, I don't care, but I'm asking you. And she's interviewing that guy, that Catholic cardinal. I think it's Cardinal Dolan that goes on TV all the time.
Oh,
he's
way
too happy to be on television, right?
He's the official Catholic mouthpiece. He's on everything.
Yeah, and he's just a pain. He bugs me because I just don't think what you're seeing is what you get there.
Mike,
if I offended all the Catholics with that. I apologize.
Mike, they've got plenty on their minds. I just did a Google image search of Allison Camerota. Every picture of her has this expression. Like,
yeah, the eyebrows. Oh. So what's the deal? So today she's talking about the fact that the diocese is canceling Mass.
Right.
Legitimate.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Don't want a bunch of people. You ever go to a Catholic church on a Sunday in March? It sounds like a tuberculosis ward in there. I mean, it really does. I remember that. I remember the smell of like old farts and coughing. That's what I remember going to Catholic Mass.
And also keep in mind, a big part of the service structure is touching each other.
Is touching and swapping spit.
Yes.
And especially now if you do the communal wine goblet. So Allison Camerota says during this, at one point, this is a typical question of hers. She says, what about Easter? And I'm just like, do you care really? And I don't know what her background is. I think she came from Fox News and she's over there and she just has a way about what on the sincerity scale of anchor people. You've got the robot Wolf Blitzer who does not seem to have an appreciable human emotion. So Wolf like spews out his information.
Don't you want that though?
I totally want that Oscar.
Yeah, I want a robot.
Wolf Blitzer is just this like, well, what is the deal? Yeah, yeah. So does that mean we will shut down the school system? And it's like, Wolf is like, there's no expression.
No, no, no.
There's no emotion. And then you've got Allison Cameron going, oh, I'm so sorry you're ill. That type
of thing.
And
I can't stand it. It doesn't sound genuine.
But we all know that Wolf Blitzer hates Easter, so he would never ask that question.
but at least he, even when it's breaking news, he just reads it. He's not
he just gives it to you.
He gets
to a fault sometimes. But I mean, that's what you. Why do you think Wolf Blitzer's been there for like 300 years being on CNN? This lady just, there is, it's just, Rob, we've met people like this where the eyebrows are up, the dripping with a, well, you do a radio show. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, exactly.
That type of vibe. And she's gotten away with that forever. And I just wanted to get that off my chest. I really
her
did.
Vibe, I think her vibe would be, oh, you do a radio show. I don't listen. What about Easter?
Yeah, so it was just something that bugged me, my little detail right
Should.
Now. And the last thing I wanted to say about this whole crowd, when I said, what the F are we doing? I really do believe that the last word on this should be, I think, more aggressive. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking more aggressive. Because really, if we end up where we're going to end up, how did somebody put it today? Better to clean up the mess of being overly cautious and answer for it later than to be under cautious and have people die.
There's no upside for being underly cautious. There's only a positive, which is still going to be a negative, by doing what we're trying to do now.
Wouldn't it be great, like in May, or the beginning of June if we looked back and said, oh my God, how silly we were.
And we all lost like 30 pounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It would be so great to know that, because we overreacted and we nipped it in the bud. It would just be so great. But you know what? We're too stupid to do it.
Mike, do you mind? I know that we have a lot going on. I don't even know where we are on the show. But
are you going to make me do something with my camera?
No, sometime this week. If you don't, I would like to talk about how my wonderful wife just shops for herself when there's a pandemic.
We can do that when we come back. Right. We can do that. All right. Now, as we go to commercial, let me just read this statement sent out by my buddy, the judge.
Okay.
And this is from Golden Corral.
Yum.
I don't think it really is, but this is a statement. Fun. To our loyal customers, we're not going to BS you about our safety precautions because, frankly, we don't have any. Our customers fear nothing, not even death. If they did, they wouldn't be eating at the effing Golden Corral. Hell, have you seen our chocolate fountain? We literally just let little kids stick their filthy dirt-covered arms in that sucker. Haven't cleaned it since 1982. We hope you will continue to visit us and tempt fate for many years to come. Ted great. Balls, President and CEO, Golden Corral. Thanks, Mike. I shared that on the show.
Mike, the actual Golden Corral policy for COVID-19 is to use a clean plate every trip to the salad bar.
Almost choked. We'll take a break and come back with Oscar and Shannon.
Yay.
They're doing well. We'll be right back, everybody. Hello, friends. Jeff Goldblum here. How are you? Yeah, you're great. I know you are. You're looking at me like that. Listen, I love to listen to the Mike O'Mara show on my Alexa, but I'm scared of it. Yeah, I'm scared. It makes me nervous. It's like it's watching me. But really, if you're not as scared as I am, well, first of all, congratulations to you. And tell Alexa to play the Mike O'Mara show. And Bob's your uncle. Still terrified. Jeff Goldblum checking out. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't you wish you were at the post office right now?
I do. I do.
I'm reading these commercials we've read for a while, and they have a different meaning today.
They might want to be updated.
Yeah. Me neither, right? Running a business or keeping up with your schedule takes a lot, and sometimes there aren't enough hours in the day. You've got better and more important things to do in the privacy of your own home. That's why you need Stamps.com. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. Once again, Oscar, our clients are like, they're perfect for this.
There's been a 10-year ramp-up for this perfect direct response advertising game. You got to get bigger. You got to get people local. No, it's all been through the mail by design.
Stamps.com. Their on-demand postage means you can skip the trip to the post office.
Skip it.
Might be prudent right now. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. Time isn't the only thing you'll be saving with Stamps.com. You can get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off shipping rates. It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Thank you. Stamps.com. Oscar, before we talk about Shannon, what do you hear from your other radio partner? What are they doing during this this scare over at our old home WJFK?
Dukes has I talked to him last night. He has got a Comrex at home, so he's doing the show from home. He said it took a pandemic for them to give him a Comrex. He's been wanting to do the show from Fairfax or somewhere near his house for years now.
It'll be, let me tell you something. Yeah, CK, you've opened a can of worms there. You'll never get him back to the studio.
I don't know. People always have a great policy of returning any equipment they borrow from WJFK. I vouch for that.
Absolutely. For Big O and Dukes tonight, we had a conversation about just having the core team there and just doing our show. We have a big wide table, so as far as social distancing goes, we're going to be okay.
You're going into the studio.
Got to
give
the people their podcast, Mike. They're at home, you know. Got to give
belly of the beast.
Yeah, belly of the beast.
Well, don't you have a piece of equipment you could? You probably don't have the setup.
Oh, we don't have the setup down there. Right. I couldn't tap in, or none of us could tap into. the Starship Enterprise, which I call here.
Drab strikes me as a carrier.
He started washing his hands, so that's a plus.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, wish him the best.
He lived in the world of filth, where he said he had a protective layer of dirt on his hand. So that's why he wouldn't get sick.
He was excited, like Mike, after he washed his hands. He actually found he had a wedding ring.
Isn't that exciting? That's wonderful. And a little dog hair. So what is the deal? You were talking about Shannon kind of fending for herself during this crisis. Okay. Is that what you're saying?
So I'm used to my wife shopping for herself with healthy snacks and food in the house.
Snacks.
Like my fridge is full of soy milk and beets and strawberries. It's just like nothing great.
I did say yuck to strawberries.
Bit where it reminds me of, maybe I've been abused my entire life because my parents did this as well. Nothing fun. And I know what's in there. I know what's in the fridge. I know what's in the cupboards. I know what's in there. There's nothing for me, but I will open it at least 10 times wondering, what if I miss something? Is there a cracker that may have some flavor in there that maybe I can stomach to get some sort of sustenance in my life?
This is something that's common, Mike, around 4 or 5 year olds. We used to call it the pantry stare. Robert would open the pantry and just look at it.
And just stare at it.
Yeah, and say, are there marshmallows in there? Not yet? Right. Okay, thanks.
I do the same thing.
Yeah, pantry stare.
It's similar to when I go to my sister's home, either in Maine or in Boston. I will open up the drawer or the pantry or the refrigerator, and I will stare at it. Right. And I'm staring at foodstuffs that look like they ought to be eaten by birds. There's not food in there. What's in there is seeds and berries and nuts. And it's just like, put something in there that somebody made.
So,
like a fruitcake.
Would you like some suet?
Some suet. Yeah, it's like, do you want me to eat what's in your drawer? Or do you want me to put it out in the feeder for the squirrels?
So, you're home from school. Here's a bowl of mulch.
Yeah, thank you.
I tell Shannon, much like I've talked to Mike over the weekend, I said, look, don't go crazy, but just please go and buy enough for a couple weeks of like, be respectful of what's out there. Buy a couple weeks of food. And she went out of her way because our fridge, remember, Mike, everything's small in our home.
Right.
That she bought a secondary refrigerator, that's just a freezer that looks like a dorm fridge, but it's a freezer.
Makes sense.
That's how small a place we have. And I was like, hey, that freezer's a bit much. She goes, it was $200. Please stop.
Is it a front opener or a chest?
I know, Oscar. I just figured something out. I know why you're already talking about if they have this shut down. You are on a bullet train to Olney. You are not going to be staying.
No.
You will not be staying in your own house down there.
I will jerry-rig a ventilator for my mom if I can contagion her.
That's right.
This Dyson should do something.
Her chest moving. Yeah, don't roll the ball.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
God, really messed up. I'm gonna do the sign of the cross here. I mean, that's a little. Okay, it's a little close to home. I said, look, not for nothing. I'm looking through your disaster preparedness kit. That is our home and pantry, and all I see is flaxseed. Like, what am I supposed to do with that? We don't have an oven. My fault. I own that. We don't have microwavables, so. At least I can do that. I was so upset that I went to CVS and exposed myself to the masses with gloves. And I went into that freezer aisle at CVS. This is the low of lows.
Oh, no.
Now, did you go to CVS? Because that was the closest.
That's the closest place open 24 hours. To eat. It was 11:30 at night.
He went to CVS because it's the best place for groceries.
With my black gloves.
Oh, no.
My God.
And I go in, and I'm picking out of the freezer all these lean cuisines. Sesame seed
and
chicken.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 frankies.
Lean cuisine.
A dozen bagels at one time.
All right, turn it off.
With 2 packages of
And then I say...
And on the way home, I had flaxseed.
I said, okay, I'm gonna buy a lot of chips, some Tostitos. By the way, Tostitos is coronavirus central for snacks because all I had left was a beat up bag that was all broken up, had broken chips in it, one last little silo of queso, spicy queso.
Oh, speaking of the spicy queso, thanks, Carla. Maybe they left. Maybe they went to the store.
Was that a genuine or a sarcastic thank you?
Carla, you still here? Thanks for eating all the queso.
Oh, boy.
Come on over here for a minute. Come on into the studio. We're wide open here. You can pop in occasionally. Pop over here. Would you like to tell the listening audience?
Don't bring the queso in the house.
Okay? There you go.
Just don't bring it. I can't. It's my weakness. I like cheese.
Yeah, we need more
processed cheese.
Hey, the whole family's here. Look, Michael. We're all in quarantine. Wait, I got to turn the blurriness off.
Yeah, turn the blurriness off. It's a family affair.
No, when we get my backdrop. All right, family. I live. Hi, Michael. Say hi to everyone.
What?
Hi.
I want to show them something.
You want to share something with them?
No, I want to show them.
You want to show them something? Okay. I got to turn the blurry off.
Yeah, the blurry. Hi. Thank you, Carla.
Yeah, Carla. Sorry about the cheese.
All right. Yeah.
All right. Very good. All right. So,
did you show Michael the picture I sent you yesterday?
What picture was that?
I sent you a picture of my Hindenburg piece.
Oh my God! Of course I showed it to him. Yeah, He went crazy. He did.
What about the helmets? I don't know what
here he comes. Hold on.
He's not old enough for that, Oscar.
He's coming in. All right.
Here we go.
Right in. Really, right up close to the camera. Okay, so everybody can see that. All right. There's his aircraft carrier.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome.
That's so cool.
Okay, I love you. I love you.
So cool. A plane fell off.
You lost an F-15. All right. Take care.
Careless.
All hunkered down. Yes, sir.
Yay.
I'm 60 years old. Did I mention that? Okay,
one more thing. Hey, Rob, are you there?
I'm here, Carla. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Holding up.
Okay, good. So you heard about the Hindenburg, right?
Yes. Oh, God, it happened many years ago, but yeah, it was a disaster.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm making your corned beef today.
Yes.
Yeah? I'm excited.
Oh, good.
Okay, I got a show to do. All right, thank you. Thank you. All right, bye.
Bye.
I love you. Love you.
Bye.
Bye, Michael. Give me a kiss. Come here. Mwah. All right. Love you.
Oh, that's
all right.
Sweet.
All right.
That's awesome.
So did you get your food?
No, Mike, I came home and Shannon with all my lean cuisines and my snacks. And Shannon said, why would you do that? I got food in the fridge. I said, have you seen all that food? That food's for you. That food is for you. I had to fend for myself. This is how I'm going to survive. This is how you're going to survive. And I'm fine with that, but I had to survive. I got to be a part of this equation.
Rob, are you well stocked at your Leesburg residence?
Do you even need to ask?
Thank you very much. That's a good cue to get to the break here. All right.
I will say this one thing quick, Mike. One thing quick was Carrie put out a group text to the family yesterday. Said, if we go to the grocery store, what do we need? Robert's reply, and I quote, lots of lunch meat and marshmallow fluff. Hey. I almost forwarded it to you.
Hey, you know what? It's an unhealthy time. Might as well eat unhealthy. Anyway.
Sure, why not?
We got to take a break. We'll come back with news you may not need. Lots of corona coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hello, Outlaws. This is Las Vegas legend Wayne Newton, and I love you. There are a few things in life that I require. Peace, joy, and, of course, convenience. That's why I like to listen to TMOS on Spotify. No matter where I am, in my downtown apartment visiting the Guinea Hens at Casa de Shenandoah, or on stage at the Sands, I know that my favorite TMOS troublemakers are just a few taps away. So remember, every night when your tuxedo hits the floor and you want some solid, marvelous entertainment, get your cellular telephone and grab some TMOS on Spotify. Just another great way to be a part of America. I wish you love.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages, self-quarantine. Not so bad, really. It gives you time. You can finally read the Bible. Do some macrame. You can practice shadow puppets or play jacks. You can finally catch up on your journaling. So in years to come, your descendants will know how you felt as the world fell apart right around your ears. Ha ha! Fun! And speaking of your ears, don't they deserve a treat? How about the TMOS bonus hour? An extra 60 minutes every week of commercial-free, uncensored fun that will give you a 1 hour respite from the big sick. So kick out your family, lock the doors, pull the shades, and get ready to listen to a great extra TMOS content hour while you protect yourself from COVID-19. Frankly, you can't afford not to buy the TMOS bonus hour. Please buy the bonus show at MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the bonus banner, and it's off to the races. It's your passport, to the assport. The TMOS bonus show, replacing your symptoms with laughter. Thoughts and prayers to Tom Hanks. Yeah, that's what I was thinking exactly, Rob.
News.
Three more celebrities have tested positive for the coronavirus. Idris Elba, former Bond girl Olga Kurylenko. How deep are we going on this now? How about major? How about A-listers?
Yeah, I was going to say, please? She's only made one more James Bond movie than I have.
I mean, really? And Game of Thrones actor Christopher Hivju. Christopher played Tormund Giantsbane. Are you kidding me?
That guy's a star within the GOT universe.
Which one is he? Who's Tormund?
he was a wildling.
Was he the guy with the big beard?
Yes. Red beard.
He's the crazy guy that does like TV commercials too, right?
yes.
He's got the giant red beard. He's He's a big star. Elba announced his diagnosis on Twitter yesterday. He posted a video with the caption, "This morning I tested positive for COVID-19. I feel okay. I have no symptoms so far, but I've been isolated since I found out about my possible exposure to the virus. Stay home, people, and be pragmatic. I will keep you updated on how I'm doing. No panic." In the actual video, he added, quote, "I didn't have any symptoms. I got tested because I realized I was exposed to someone who had also tested positive." And he told his followers, quote, his followers, what's he, a cult leader? "Transparency is probably the best thing for right now. You're feeling ill, you feel like you should be tested, or you've been exposed, then do something about it, all right? It's really important. Did Idris get the coronavirus from Canada's First Lady, Sophie Trudeau, or vice versa? They were photographed together before either of them tested positive." You never know. It's in the air. It's floating around people's snot. That's the way it is. Jennifer Lawrence might want to invest in tighter security. Sunday night, a woman walked right into her house in Los Angeles just because she wanted to meet her.
Well, I mean, how else are you going to do
this? This is scary. This is weird. Jennifer was home at the time, but the intruder never got to her. Her bodyguards made sure of that. Well, at least she's got security. But only after the woman strolled in through the unlocked front door. She was arrested for misdemeanor trespassing. That comes from TMZ.
That's scary.
Yeah. Just walked in. And by the way,
So this is your home studio. Weird.
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Looks bigger on TV.
Yeah. Hey, tightest Tupperware. Thank you very much.
Hey, I'm Dave Smolar. Nice to meet you.
Oh, come on.
Cats was the big winner at the Razzies with six wins, including Worst Picture. Rambo Last Blood also scored a couple of wins, and Eddie Murphy took home the Razzie Redeemer Award for Dolomite Is My Name. I thought that was supposed to be good.
No,
was
that's the Redeemer good? Award. That's a praise award. Redeemer. That's someone who was bad and is now good.
All right, so Eddie Murphy was really good in that, right? Uh-huh. I haven't seen it yet. If you're bummed to be spending St. Patrick's Day at home this year, here are a few tips from the Mike O'Mara Show to help you celebrate while social distancing. All right, here we go.
All right.
One, watch some Irish movies. Harper's Bazaar posted a list of more than 20 good ones you can look for on various streaming services. My personal favorite, Waking Ned Devine.
That's a great
one. If you want to see a great movie that holds up, Waking Ned Devine is about a lottery winner that dies, and it is hysterically funny. Number two, attend a virtual St. Patrick's party. No, that's I'm
hey, can I throw out
one.
A movie to kids? I know a lot of parents have kids cooped up this week.
If it's Darby and the Little People, are you going to say that?
Yeah, you got to, and it's probably on Disney+.
That is garbage.
It's
do not.
Not
listen to it.
Oh
do
my God! It has got everything that a kids movie should be.
It fits into his stereotypical view of the Irish, his bigoted, stereotypical view of the Irish, and it makes me puke when I look at that movie.
Oh, Darby the Banshee is scary. Gotta love it. So great.
Give him the title again. What is it, Rob? What's the title?
Darby O'Gill and the Little People. I bet it's on Disney+, and also it has a really young Sean Connery who sings. I mean, you really can't go wrong.
All right. I'm not... I'm really not sure the virtual St. Paddy's Day party. The Milwaukee Irish Fest is the largest Irish event in North America. They're going to be live streaming perform. Okay, this is good. They'll be live streaming performances and videos on social media. Also, the Dropkick Murphys are streaming a show live from Boston with no audience. Yeah, that's kind of cool. If you've got kids, lean heavily on arts and crafts. They'll need something to do and won't require going anywhere. And you want to take a while so you relax. What? I don't know what they're saying. Women's Day posted a list of 35 ideas you can check out. Okay. Brush up on your Irish-American history if you want to do that. Cook some Irish food. Rob and I are going to be doing that. That's absolutely a big one. Delish.com has a ton of recipes. Just don't drink too much. Oh, shut up. I'm sorry I gave you that list.
Oh, shut up.
Just don't drink too much.
Now
we're all going to die, for God's sake. Drink up. Drink up, Shriners. Okay? Have fun.
Get your marshmallow fluff.
So, here's some news we've been desperate to hear. I'm not being flip here. The first human trials of a vaccine to prevent the coronavirus started yesterday. They fast-tracked this, got it out in a lot quicker time. Maybe it can follow that all of this would be moved and fast-tracked, but we don't know. A group of 45 healthy volunteers in Seattle will get the vaccine to see if it works. This is just the first step, though. It's going to take months to know if this vaccine or any of the dozens of other vaccines that are in development will work. The best estimates say it could take 12 to 18 months for a vaccine to become available to the public, but this is an important first step and a break from the normal protocol. Normally, a vaccine like this would be tested on animals first before humans, but again, there's no time for that. Mm.
Ain't got time for that.
Did you see any of these people interviewed on television this morning?
No, I did not.
I saw one particularly brilliant man who said, they said, how did you find out about the experiment? I was just scrolling.
And that's like one of their subjects?
Yeah. And they said, are you nervous? No, these people are so smart. I said, okay, good luck.
Brave people. Wow.
Okay. Dr. Lisa Jackson of Kaiser Permanente is leading the study. She says, quote, going from not knowing to that this virus was out there to have any vaccine being tested in 2 months is unprecedented. Pray, if you're a praying person, for those wonderful people that are doing this incredible work. That makes me proud to be an American when you think about these great people that do that. And now a little something. A guy in Israel just returned a 2,000-year-old ancient catapult stone to a national park. This is a stone he stole when he visited the park as a kid 15 years ago.
Wow.
Why did he return it now? Quote, the time has come to clear my conscience. It feels that the end of the world is near. The stone most likely came from battles between residents of Jerusalem and Roman soldiers around the year 70 AD. Mm. He returned it through a middleman who agreed not to share his identity. So as far as we know, he's not looking at charges for the theft. All I have to say is, so you think you can get away with this, Dr. Jones? did you get comfortable? Did you get comfortable, Dr. Jones? Were you comfortable in those 15 years you had the catapult stone, Dr. Jones?
Yes. I am quite comfortable right here.
Yes, I will drop you into the pit of snakes and cover it with a stone, Dr. Jones. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault, Rob Spiewak, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is Al Pacino. I'd like to talk about the TMOS Yak Shack. Are they doing it or not? What's the deal? Come on! What are they doing? I got the number right here, 888-920-6673. Can you deliver on a deadline? Can you deliver on a deadline? Can you do the Yak Shack? And please, for the love of God, tell me what's going on with this de-aging software. I don't know. I don't even know where I am anymore.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob, you can probably turn that music down because I have a little singing to do right here.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you, must go and I must go to Zappos.com for all my St. Patrick's Day finery. That's right, boys. Whether it's a tall green top hat, shoes with buckles, a Kelly Green tuxedo, or a shillelagh and a red beard gift set, Zappos has it all except that stuff. You see, Zappos sells all the stuff you need to build a wardrobe that you love, not the sartorial equivalent of green beer. Zappos is better than that, and frankly, so are you. Take pride, me boy. This is the 20th year that Zappos continues to offer over 1,000 trusted brand names to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe they love. Support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You're our favorite. Zappos does not sell potatoes. Thank you. There he is. He had to get his stereotype in there at the end.
Potatoes. Boy, you're better at dialects than Angie Goff.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob Spiewak. What do you got for us?
I didn't even think how funny it would be to hear you say Zappos with an Irish accent. That really worked.
You know what my favorite thing to say was during that commercial? 365 days a year.
Five. This is, I guess, the lighter side of the virus, and I like that celebrities are getting involved to do their best. Arnold did a PSA. You mentioned this yesterday, and I had to find it.
It was great with his horses, with his doggy and his horse.
He has a tiny horse named Whiskey. It's an inside horse.
And he looks so cute, don't they?
Yeah. And he has a tiny donkey named Lulu. It's an inside donkey.
We don't go out. We don't go to restaurants. We don't do anything like that anymore here. We just eat with Whiskey and with Lulu. We have a good time. We get entertained. Look at that beautiful smile she has. No more restaurants. Forget all that. Public gatherings, restaurants, and all this gymnasium.
Restaurants.
Out the window. You stay home. No biting. Okay, you got to get along. Because we're in very small quarters. We have a very small house here.
I love it. That's so great.
But no biting. No biting, Lulu.
Restaurants. My favorite one. Now, Mel Brooks' son, Max Brooks, is actually quite a popular comedy writer. But he doesn't have the cachet as his dad because his dad was, you know, in all the movies and everything.
Right.
But he did this. Did you see this PSA, Mike?
No, I saw that it was up there, but I didn't know why.
This is so great. Max Brooks is standing in front of a big glass window, and on the other side of the glass is Mel Brooks. And so you can
who looks
see
so
Mel,
old, doesn't he?
Oh God,
he
he's
looks
a million.
Every day of his age, doesn't
but
he?
But so they're separated by glass, and when Mel talks, you can kind of hear him, but not really because they're separated by glass. This is such a good use of celebrity and funny and a good message. I applaud Max Brooks.
Hi, I'm Max Brooks. I'm 47 years old. This is my dad, Mel Brooks. Hi, Dad. He's 93. If I get the coronavirus, I'll probably be okay. But if I give it to him, he could give it to Carl Reiner, who could give it to Dick Van Dyke. And before I know it, I've wiped out a whole generation of comedic legends. When it comes to coronavirus, I have to think about who I can infect. And so should you. So practice social distancing. Do your part. Don't be a spreader. Right, Dad?
Go home.
I'm going.
Go.
Love you.
Go home. Go home.
I love it. That's
but
a
it's,
great
it's
idea.
So true. It's so great. And it's really smart and very sound logic. So pay attention.
I kid you not. Just real quick, Rob. If something goes down here and we have to be locked, there's a national lockdown.
Right.
I'm actually not going to my mom's. Like my brother talked to me that same conversation yesterday. He said, you can't go to mom's. Like
it actually makes sense.
You will stay and rot in your little house. You made that choice. And
I'm
you
sorry.
Will figure that out.
Yeah.
It's true,
maybe
right?
you should put a cot at Podcast Village.
Can it is. It'd be a nicer place
room?
To live.
Yeah. Isn't it a better place to
live? Oh, my God. I'd kill to live here.
Tomorrow on the show, we will have a discussion with Oscar about whether he should hunker down at Podcast Village or at his house. I think it might be better to be at Podcast Village.
Better Wi-Fi? Really got oh it. Much God. Better. Much better kitchen facilities.
Fantastic.
Amen. I love that.
All right. And, Mike, this is the very best. Patton Oswalt went out in his front yard yesterday and did stand up to people just passing by because he can't go to a club. So this is him standing in his front yard. You'll hear a little bit of a heckler. That's his daughter. And so here's Patton doing stand up in his front yard.
All right, folks, thanks for staying in tonight. I hope you guys are isolating and securing in place. Wow, this COVID-19, I tell you, You know, I don't know. I didn't see COVID 1 through 18, so I don't really know what this is all about. But, hey, you know, great time to catch up on your streaming stuff. Oh, hey, how you doing there? How you doing today? All right. Let's, you know, folks, make sure to tip your food delivery people, but don't touch them. don't touch them, and, yeah, and we'll be... you know, I'll be here for another 40 minutes. If anyone has a first date or a wedding anniversary or something.
At one point, there was like a couple across the street watching him, but he's just yelling. It's so great.
That's funny. I like
and
that.
I close with this, Mike. It is St. Patrick's Day, and I know
yeah,
you, and between the two of us, we've heard almost every Irish joke, right?
Right.
This one I had never heard. This is a comic. His name is Fraser Smith. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
An Irishman runs into a bar. He says to the bartender, "Give me 24 shots of your best Irish whiskey." The bartender lines him up. The man drinks him down as quickly as possible. The bartender says, "Wow, I've never seen anybody drink like that before." The man said, "You would too if you had what I had." The bartender says, "What do you have?" He said, "25 cents."
That's your magic audio ball. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
That's good. That's a good one. I like that. That is good. 25 cents. He got 24 shots. That's great. We got to get out of here tomorrow. More on these times we live in. We'll be back here with another show. God knows where everybody's going to be, but we'll be trying to do a show for you. Good job, Maddie. Good job, Pony. Good job, Rob. Good job, Oscar. Thank you all very much. Remember, social distancing. All right. Wait. Try to be smart. Don't wait in lines for toilet paper. Okay. We'll have more. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? Maybe it'll get better. Maybe it'll get worse. We don't know. We'll be here. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying, that was really hopeful, wasn't it? So nice. Long, everybody.
Go home.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Attention, everyone. Attention, please. Now that we're all here, I officially declare the party switch to be in the on position.
You better say your prayers, you flea-bitten varmint. I'm gonna blow you to smithereenies.
You're gonna end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river.
All right, enough is enough. This is the final, the very, very last straw.